the home group series and the sermon series from Galatians had a slight digression this week. Well, I'm not going to call it a digression because the theme's the same. It's really an illustration. On Sunday morning, we had sermons based on the main theme of the film Les Miserables, which came out earlier this year, and which was a representation of the musical Les Miserables, which is quite a faithful presentation of the book Les Mis that was written by Victor Hugo. It's very rare in our society at present that we get a piece of work which is a cultural phenomenon. That means that quite a lot of people have watched it or seen it or read it, and so it has an impact on our wider culture, which has in it clear and faithful Christian themes. I'm not sure Victor Hugo was a Christian. He was brought up by a Christian mother and an atheist father. So I'm not sure of his own position, but it is clear that he had a good understanding of these things. Maybe because he'd witnessed a lot of discussions over the meal table on these sort of issues. And so in his magnum opus, his most famous work, Les Miserables, we have the main person in the plot experiencing a profound Christian conversion. Jean Valjean goes from being an embittered man to being a very grateful man. He goes from a man who was trying to keep his pride under great stress to a man who's not so interested in his own pride at all, but wants to use what he's been given for the benefit of others. It's a very interesting story, and those of you who have come across it may recognize its interest, which ought to be remarked upon. I read a few reviews of Les Mis when it came out earlier in the year, and quite a few of the reviewers seemed to think the story was about love or something like that. But Les Mis is a story about grace and how it can transform people. God's grace and how it can transform people and society in the face of those who do not understand it and resist it. And so there are two main characters in the story. Jean Valjean, the one who has the conversion experience, thanks to a bishop who is kind and generous to him and gives him the resources to make a new start. At the same time as making a new start in his life, he starts a life with God. He becomes a Christian. And he lives out his life in gratitude to God who'd given him this new start, this new life. And so he sought to serve. He sought to serve the poor, and so one of the things he did was go off to a village that was in dire straits and set up a local industry so more of the poor could have jobs and earn an honest living. And then that town was so impressed that they made him the mayor, because he had such a profound effect on their town. And he continued to be like that until Inspector Javert caught up with him Now, Inspector Javert in the story seems to be a Christian man. That's what he calls himself. And yet he has a very different approach to Jean Valjean. Instead of being motivated by God's grace, undeserved, but thankfully received, and so shared with others, and especially the needy, he seems to be motivated by pride. And in his pride at how righteous he is, he treats others badly. It seems that his pride means that he looks down on others, that he despises others, and that he mistreats others. So, really, this story is a comparison of two people who considered themselves religious and that their religion was Christian, but who had such different approaches and such different understandings of God and the way in which that worked out in how they treated other people. And this is something which is picked up in our first reading today from Ephesians. It's also a major theme in the book of Galatians. In Galatians, you'll have noticed already that we are to remember strongly that we don't deserve salvation. It comes by grace. It's a free, undeserved gift. And so we can't have pride because there's no way we deserve to be Christians. There's no way we've earned it. There's no reason to be proud. We have reason only to be grateful that God has chosen us to hear his good news and given us hearts which will respond in faith and gratitude. And if our hearts respond in faith and gratitude, then we will share what we've received with others freely. Jean Valjean received God's mercy, undeserved, and so he showed God's mercy to others. He even showed God's mercy to Inspector Javert, who had treated him so badly. That's following Jesus. Jesus showed mercy to those who had treated him badly. So it's obvious in one way, which is the Christian way. It's just that there seems to be so much confusion in our society. So often in our society, those who call themselves Christians are full of pride and look down on others in a judgmental way. That's not just true of religion. Like Christianity, it's true of other religions, and it's true of other people who have a philosophy that seems to express itself in self-righteousness. But that's not the way we're told in the Bible. You were dead through the trespasses and the sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, is how the reading Ephesians starts. Don't follow the world's way. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. It's a work of God that we're Christians, not our own work, not our decision. As soon as we start seeing it like that, we become proud, and our pride results in bad attitudes. And so Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, is warning us to remember that it is by grace that we have been saved, undeserved, free gift. So that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. That is always how we ought to see God's work among us, full of grace. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, says the letter to the Ephesians. It's a gift, not our own doing, because we know what will happen if we see something as our own doing. We'll be proud about it, and it will result in bad attitudes and actions. Not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us. We're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Some people say, oh, well, I'm a Christian because I do good works. Well, that goes, it flies in the face of what's said here. We're Christians because of the grace of God working in our lives. The good works are just fruit of that grace. So it's not good works that lead to salvation. Not at all. That's the way of pride. It's salvation received as a gift, which then lead to the fruit of good works. And those good works will be done out of gratitude. We receive mercy, and so we show mercy. We receive so much, and so we share and give so much out of gratitude. It's a bit of a switching on the light bulb moment for some people to understand this, especially if you had a parent or a grandparent or somebody else who tried to teach you in the way of good works, in the way of earning salvation. Because it needs turning around in your mind if that's the case. I'm so grateful to the book of Ephesians and the book of Galatians at making these things clear, because it's Christian teaching. What was it that Jesus said in the other reading that I read? I'm going to have a look at it because I can't remember. It was Mark chapter 10, a really famous little bit, where they were bringing, all sorts of people were coming to Jesus, and some of the parents were bringing their children to Jesus. But the disciples were behaving like bouncers and just keeping the crowds back and letting a few through at a time so that it could be nice and civilized. But Jesus looked up and he saw that the disciples were always keeping children out and only letting adults through. And so Jesus said, no. Let the little children come to me as well. And then he went on to make an interesting and powerful point which ties in to the teaching in Galatians and Ephesians. Let the little children come to me, he said. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. So he wanted to talk about who's a Christian, who's right with God. And he's saying we can learn a lesson from children. We need to be like children in some way. Doesn't mean we need to be mischievous and naughty, although that can be fun. As well as bad. Jesus goes on to make clear what it's about. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. So it's about receiving something like a little child receives something. A little child knows that he or she receives gifts not because they earn them, because they haven't got any resources. They haven't got a wage, they haven't got anything. So if a child, little child receives a gift, it's because somebody's given it out of grace. That's how it is. If a little child thinks about it, that's how it is. There are adults that try and mess it up and say, you're not going to get your birthday present unless you're good. There are adults who try and mess it up by saying, you don't deserve any Christmas presents, as though it's something we're meant to earn. That's because so many adults have the wrong attitude when it comes to gifts, giving and receiving. But little children know that they don't deserve gifts. They just receive them. They can't earn them because they haven't got anything to earn them with. Nothing to barter, nothing that they can buy with. They receive. And little children are good at receiving, usually, aren't they? That's one of the joys of Christmas. Because little children are fantastic at receiving gifts, opening them, enjoying them, getting on and using them gratefully. It's adults that aren't so good at Christmas, isn't it? Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, no, I didn't spend half this much on you. As though a Christmas gift is about deserving it in exchange or something. Earning it. Well, it's not, is it? Adults aren't very good at giving and receiving and understanding the importance of these things. And that's why Jesus says, truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. We are right with God. We are in God's kingdom because of a gift, undeserved, generous, gracious, that we need to receive. We receive it not by doing stuff in order to earn it, but by believing the one who gives it. Trusting the one who gives it. Being grateful for the gift given. And if our attitude is gratitude, then we will bear good fruit because of it. That's the lesson, the big lesson of Les Mis. Because it's the big lesson of the Bible. And it is a big lesson that we do all well to learn. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and truth. Please plant it deeply in our hearts and souls that it may grow and bear good fruit. Amen.